I trust that everything happens for a reason, even if we are not wise enough to see it. Oprah Winfrey.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
What role can your personality play in your essential oil choice? That's the question we'll be exploring today here on the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. Each week, I love to share my favorite oil of the past week. Today, I'm actually going to share with you a favorite oil-based product instead of a straight-up essential oil because I am 1,000% obsessed with the Young Living Thieves Lozengers. Young Living offers two versions. There's the official Thieves cough drops, which are an FDA-approved term where you can use the word cough drop for that product. And then they have their kind of old school, just Thieves Hard Lozengers, which are essentially the same, but contain a little bit less thymol than the official cough drops. Both are amazing. So if one's out of stock, don't worry, just get the other one. Try them both if you haven't tried either to see which one you might like better. I slightly prefer the Thieves Hard Lozengers. I feel like they're not quite as strong, which sometimes I want a little bit more milder of a version. They're very potent, very strong, a little bit spicy, and they have kept me well this whole season. Anytime I feel the slightest little tickle coming on in my throat, I'll just suck on a Thieves Lozenger and boom, I feel so much better immediately. And I feel like it keeps my immune system, especially in that respiratory area, super strong. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Amy Barta in McHenry, Illinois. Amy writes in with her recipe called Relief for Sleep Diffuser Blend. In your diffuser, combine 1 drop peppermint, 1 drop lemongrass, 1 drop cedarwood, and 2 drops lavender. Note, if she says you are a beginner, try diffusing this blend for 3 hours. For heavier essential oil users, you can diffuse for 6 hours or multiply each of the oil drops by 2. Amy has found this blend helps her relax until she's so tired that she falls asleep, and it works on her boyfriend too. Thanks so much, Amy. I love this recipe. Enjoy. If you have your own recipe to share with us, email it to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right, I'm here with Stephanie Brower, who is a Gallup certified Clifton Strengths coach. We'll get to that and explain that in a minute. And the founder and owner of Achievers Mindset Consulting. Stephanie works with individuals and organizations to help identify how they can use natural talents and strengths for enhanced results in their personal and professional life. Stephanie is a passionate advocate for overall health and wellness and firmly believes in using her experiences with depression and eating disorders to help others in their own health journey. Stephanie, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. It is my honor. Absolutely.
Well, let's start with, what is a Gallup certified Clifton Strengths coach? I've never heard of this.
Sure. So there are a lot of different personality assessments and codes out there, but Gallup is a research organization that has been around for decades, and their personality assessment in particular is called Clifton Strengths. It's based on Donald O. Clifton. He is known as the father of positive-based psychology. And so they have this assessment and they train people like me to help others understand their results and what to do with them. I've been a trainer for 10 years now, but over the time, I've realized that just personality assessments in general can just be so helpful for a person to understand and be aware with.
Right. I think that's so cool that you exist, the type of work that you do exists, because I've done different personality type trainings before and assessments before, but to have someone that could actually sit down and walk me through what exactly that means, and then most importantly, what to do about it. That's just so cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it can be really overwhelming, especially given the amount of personality assessments that are out there. Enneagram, Clifton Strengths, DISC, Myers-Briggs. And so for a person to get their results and think, well, now what? This is a lot of great information, but making that connection to how they actually apply it to their life is where I come in as the coach to, in any kind of coaching analogy, my job is to really help someone understand understand their best qualities and give suggestions based on the information I know to help them be more successful and the cheerleader for them.
Yeah. And what about your background and your past has led you to do this work?
Yeah, I've always been very focused on helping people. I went to school to be a teacher. I did not end up a teacher, but I have that teacher heart still. So about 10 years ago, I was actually working in residence life at the time and came across the Clifton Strengths Assessment, and they paid for me to become a coach. I didn't really know what that meant at the time, but I was in a job where I was helping college students really figure out where to go from there. It's always been such a passion of mine to help people. I've had just a lot of personal struggles with identifying who am I in this world. And so when the opportunity came to become a coach, I took advantage of it. I didn't really think much of it until a few years ago, though, when I was not in a very healthy place. My mom, she recently passed away a couple months ago. She wasn't in a healthy place. And I think just why I gravitate towards these personality assessments is just helping people understand a different part of wellness, this inner strength that everybody has. And it has really made such a tremendous difference in my life that I really want to carry it and help others with it.
Give me an example of how it's made such a difference in your life.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that 10 years ago compared to now, how I present and how I communicate is 100% different. 10 years ago, when I became a trainer, I had no idea how to effectively communicate how I was so different. I believe every person is different and they have unique talents. But so often in the workplace, people feel like they have to conform to be somebody else. It's that kind of jealousy. It's the, oh, I wish I was more of this, or I could more effectively accomplish this because I see somebody else doing it. And so now in the past couple of years, having gone through these personality assessments and helping others, I can understand my unique value and what I can bring to the table. And it's going to look completely different than anybody else, but that's okay. And it should be celebrated, not something we have to continue to strive to be different.
Yeah. I think that's a message that I fully believe in. And it's one that I hear so often that we need to celebrate our differences, celebrate diversity. But it seems like there's something in human nature that kind of leans towards the opposite, that leans toward conformity and sameness and wanting to fit in and trying to be like everyone else. So these personality tests, from what I'm hearing, and these assessments really help you lean into your uniqueness, what makes you you, not only to better understand yourself, but to better communicate with other people. And what are some examples of how knowing more about your personality type can help you in your personal life, but also your professional life?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think of the common assessments out there, you know, Enneagram is very common. And so in it, you are given, they have 9 different personality types. And so what you do with that assessment is it helps you understand basically where you get your energy from, how you're communicating out into the world, and understanding how people are also seeing you. And so in any personality assessment, and none of them are wrong, they just each have a different purpose. And so a person will fall into, say, a certain result. And based on generalizations of people like that, they can then understand how better to apply.
So Stephanie, in light of everything that's going on with COVID and people are being forced to stay at home a lot more, maybe they're around their spouse or their kids a lot more than usual. I don't know. Everything's just kind of thrown off of normal routine, right? So how could Enneagrams or personality types sort of play a role in these unprecedented times?
Sure. You know, I think back, I had a coaching call with a wife and a mother a couple months ago, you know, still when we're in the mix of this pandemic. And it was really difficult call in that she didn't quite know where to go. She was struggling with her emotions from the pandemic. She was struggling with her emotions of balancing work and being a mom in all of this and a wife. And in our coaching call, I referred back to her personality assessments, and we really explored what emotions she was feeling. Again, I think when we're so busy, we don't always focus on ourselves. We're constantly focused on the needs of others. But as we went through her personality assessment and with her Enneagram, I mean, her parenting style is very unique. And again, she was looking at all these other different people of, I need to be like this mom, or I need to be like this worker who has kids. I need to be like this woman who seems to be thriving in the pandemic. And again, it was helping ground her to realize her style is going to be so different and she's doing the best she can. And so what particular needs does she have that she can rely on? And so again, my job as a coach is first of all, to validate what she's feeling, because that's so important. But second, have her talk about some of her successes to help her see how she can get through this and how she ultimately will be an amazing mom. Again, just looking at her basic, her assessments and how she can really focus on what she's great at. In this particular circumstance, she is on the Enneagram, if you're familiar with it, type two. So they're known as helpers. They have a gift for emotional connection. They really pour themselves into others. So as a parent, she's very caring, giving, investing in holistic success. What ends up happening sometimes with different personality types, especially this, is they have a hard time stepping back from being so emotionally invested. They want to be a fixer, but there's so many things out of our control that we can't necessarily fix. We can't fix the pandemic. We can't fix that children went to online learning. And so there's a tendency where this personality type sometimes neglects their own needs because, again, they're striving for that emotional connection with others. And so our call was really focused on how can she create that emotional connection to herself. I know that sounds so wild, but I told her, think about what you would tell another. If you had a friend who was like you, what would you tell them? How would you guide them? And sure enough, helping them understand that they need to build that in themselves to really then be there for other people.
So Stephanie, if someone does know their Enneagram or their personality type and wanted to use that knowledge combined with essential oils, what would that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of research out there specifically about Enneagram and how each personality type is really characterized by these fundamental emotions. And these emotions really influence the way we see and experience the world. So combining that then with essential oils obviously have such a huge role with your emotions. And so pairing those together can be so beneficial. So for instance, I'll give an example. I'm a 3 Enneagram, and I really gravitate towards essential oils like grapefruit, jasmine, lemon, rose.
What's like the Cliff Note versions of what does it mean to be an Enneagram 3?
Okay. So Cliff Notes Enneagram 3, basically there are 9 different personality types. And so you can fall anywhere 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. And the 3 is an achiever, and they are really those who are striving to really focus on their success, seek recognition for it. I hate failing. People with that strong 3 have those really feelings about uniqueness and not wanting to feel ordinary, which is, I can completely relate to that. Again, not everything with the personality assessment is defined because you're X means you will do this, but there are general characteristics that you can really relate to help guide.
I imagine there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are 3s.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. I mean, it's figuring out, you know, you say you have a number, but basically it's where on the circle do you fall, you know, in these different numbers. And then what are those general characteristics and emotions that others like you feel? So that can really help everybody understand we need all 1 through 9 numbers. We need all different kinds of personality assessments. It's or types. It's okay to fall in there, but there's so much great advice about, okay, you're this. how do you then react to it and right. use other tools to supplement that, like essential oils?
Right. I'm curious. I wonder, there's probably not enough research in the world to discover the answer to this, but I'd be so curious to know if people who have similar Enneagram types also are drawn towards the same kind of essential oils.
You know, it's super interesting. And I can only speak, my husband and I have a very similar Enneagram type. And I will say, we actually prefer slightly different essential oil. Mm-hmm. I naturally think he will like this because of it. And that's where I think it really helps people understand there's so many different emotions that come into it as well. My husband and I can be in two different moods in a day. And so one essential oil that works for me to help me through the day may not work for him at the same time. And so again, that's where, you know, experimenting and what we've talked about this, you know, everybody is unique and special. And so what works for one person may not work for the other, right. but I do think there are probably general characteristics of people naturally gravitating towards certain smells.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So give me some more examples of how, you know, certain personality types might benefit from different types of oils.
Yeah, definitely. I think that with different personality assessments, you know, it comes back to the emotions. Enneagram in specific, there are three personality types that are really the thinking ones. And they have, you know, a fundamental emotion is fear. So they're operating in their life where sometimes they think worst case scenario. They want to make sure to avoid pain wherever possible. And so they're gravitating towards smells that are different. So cinnamon, jasmine, lavender. So when their emotion in this personality type is this fear, they want those smells that are going to make them feel a lot more comfortable and help balance those emotions that are coming out. And so, you know, where I talked about mine personality type, you know, again, it's different emotions that are at stake that can really help, again, ground and center you specifically in what you need.
Right, right. Well, I imagine some personality types kind of generally are more grounded than others or yes. more flighty than others, right? So maybe yes. if you have sort of that more flighty personality type and you have a harder time grounding and staying centered, you might want to stock up more on those grounding ones like pine, cedarwood, vetiver, valerian, those like real kind of what I call thick and grounded oils. But then if you kind of maybe are naturally more on that, I don't know, sluggish, grounded, more cool type of personality type, then maybe using more invigorating oils like peppermint or lemon or orange or the citruses and things that really get you moving might help bring some stuff out of your personality that you might have a harder time expressing.
I mean, that's exactly it. And you know, it's so difficult because we don't always have the ability to have this awareness of what we're feeling. You know, I mean, it takes refined practice to be in tune with the emotion that we are feeling, especially given this crazy year. Sometimes we just have to survive and we don't have the ability to just think, what emotion am I feeling now? However, like you said, to understand your type and what you gravitate towards, stock up so that when you are stressed or not your best self, you do have those resources to really set yourself up.
So as a busy entrepreneur and someone very in tune with their own personality types, I'm curious how you personally have used essential oils or other wellness methods in your business and your personal life.
Sure. I mean, I use it in both. I've struggled with depression since I was 16 and it's managed, but it's always there. And so I'm so big on wellness, especially essential oils, because, you know, depression is something that I'm very open about. I do struggle with it. And so I surround myself with resources that I can use because I know they're important for me for my long-term success. And so every day I usually have a different scent in my diffuser with essential oils. I mean, again, my favorites are citrus or lemon, because as an achiever, as someone who is so busy, sometimes I forget to self-care. And so part of my daily routine before I open my workstation is to set my diffuser with something. And to, if I need a boost, you know, I have my essential oil collection nearby me, and I have started to identify what will help in the moment. It's been really something that has evolved, I would say. You know, the older we get, the more we realize that we need to place an emphasis on our health, because that is the only thing that really helps me with my business. Again, I am a very, very busy. I like to stay active. And yet then I forget sometimes to stay healthy. And I have to actively remind myself each day, part of taking care of my depression or my mood is focusing on these healthy habits, because that's the only way that I'll be able to give myself in so many different areas as a wife and a business owner and a worker.
Right. So for those that are maybe not quite ready to take that leap, they know that they want to explore their passions more, but they're kind of afraid. What advice do you have for them, or tips for getting to that kind of self-awareness and self-care that you've achieved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's a journey. It has taken a long time of active studying of myself to be in tune with what I need. And so I think the best advice I can give to somebody who's thinking, you know, where do I go from here, is really reflect on what they're unhappy about in life the most. Is it their relationships? Is it their job? Is it, you know, what is really causing the most stress and anxiety? And so from there, I think there are a lot of different ways to go with that. You know, if it's a work stress, what is it about the particular situation that can you improve it? Can you not? And so I think just really talking with others about also what they see in you. I mean, I know my husband has a very tight view on me of, he knows when I'm not doing well. So again, if somebody is just looking to take the next step of how can they improve, how can they be happier, you know, reflect on it, talk with somebody else, and figure out really what is at the root cause of that unhappiness.
And is that something that you help people sort of get an objective view on when you work one-on-one with your client?
I do. You know, in our coaching training, there is a very specific part where we help a person understand, you know, again, what direction will this go? And so as a coach, I am not a therapist. I'm not necessarily a career counselor, but my job is to really help guide a person to understand what it is they're looking for. And then I can make a recommendation out. You know, with personality assessments, again, I don't think of them as these magic potions that will cure everything. I look at them as a starting point for people to understand some language about how to talk about themselves, and to use that to help identify how they can fix something in their life. And so that's where I kind of come in, again, as a coach, as a cheerleader. It's one of my greatest joys is helping people. And my job is to really listen to hear what they're struggling with and give some suggestions about where they can go.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the next step if someone did want to look more into what you have to offer?
Yeah, sure. My website is achieversmindset.org, and I offer basic coaching services. They don't necessarily have to be related to this Clifton Strengths, but I offer just the chance for somebody to explore what they're struggling with or what goals they have for wanting to improve in their personal life, in their professional life. As a volunteer, again, my job is to really help somebody understand their greatest talents, how to channel their uniqueness, and not trying to be somebody else, but how do I help build somebody up to really be their best self? So for all these listeners, I know it's difficult, but I did want to offer a 15% off discount for all my coaching services. Again, I have various offerings on my website for either just a session with me, or if you are interested in taking an assessment, I can guide you there. But if you are new, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love a conversation. If you're not ready to commit to a coaching call, send me an email. I'm always happy to answer questions and to suggest a path for you when it comes to, is a personality assessment right for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. This has been so interesting. And I keep hearing about Enneagrams. Everyone's talking about it. It seems to be sort of like the hot topic of personality assessments these days, right? So it's really nice to talk to someone that can sort of break it down for us. So thank you so much for sharing all that. Well, before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just give us a glimpse into what some of your daily health habits to stay well might be.
Yeah, my favorite is water. I drink at least 64 to 96 ounces of water a day. I even have a water bottle that tracks the amount. I just feel like a different person and energized when I have my water intake. So that's definitely number one. Number two is sleep. I really do love when I have a good sleep, and I try to maintain my bedroom as that place where I can recharge and be refreshed for the next day. So water and sleep are my two biggies.
So basic, but so essential, right?
Yes.
Health does not have to be complicated. Drink water and get some good sleep. Yeah. So lastly, Stephanie, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
So along the lines of sleep, I would probably say ditch a TV in your bedroom. It is so amazing how much better I sleep when I don't have that distraction in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my room darkening curtains. I unplug from electronics. And so I would advise somebody who, and then granted, it is really hard, but if you can replace it with something like, you know, reading a book or taking a bath right before bed, diffusing a scent, I really think separating electronics from the bed and your sleep can be so helpful.
Great suggestion. And yes, as someone who personally has struggled with TV addiction a lot, I've actually gotten a lot better now that we have moved into a new house. And now our TV is not in our bedroom, because before it was literally the only place it would fit. And now we have a much bigger house and we don't have the TV in our bedroom anymore. And it has made the biggest difference. You know, I've noticed a huge improvement to my sleep, my happiness, just the energy of our room. Like, it's just such an improvement. So I would echo that for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. This has been wonderful. For anyone who wants to get in touch with Stephanie, she's at achieversmindset.org. Is there anywhere else you want to point people to connect with you?
They can also email me. I can include that in the information with you.
Perfect.
And everybody is welcome, yes, to reach out with any questions. I know that this can be a really overwhelming topic. So happy to feel any questions anybody has.
Yeah. Overwhelming, but also so exciting. Like I want to do this. Exciting. This sounds really cool. So awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again here next week. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get new episodes downloaded to your phone while you sleep. Thanks for listening. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, folks, keep on treating yourself well, because you are worth it.